Jesus, crown of all the saints, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When is the last time you saw a rainbow? There's something about this natural phenomenon which is so sublime. It draws the eye, and it makes us want to linger there, just looking at it, taking in all of those beautiful colors. I remember, I think it was just this past spring, or maybe it was last fall, someone called us who were working in church one evening to the sacristy door, and there was not only a rainbow, but a double rainbow, the most unusual of occurrences, and truly delightful. And yet, truth to tell, when it comes to talking about rainbows, I hesitate. Now, why is that? I believe it was the Englishman Colonel Booth, the founder of the Protestant sect, the Salvation Army, who asked once why it was that the devil has all of the best tunes. And today we would probably say, why is it that the devil has the very best marketing men that money can buy, working on his side? That is to say, he comes up with some of the cleverest slogans, and he uses some of the most sublime symbols, and the devil doesn't bother about copyright, whose it really is. God, only God, can make a rainbow. And yet, when we think of rainbow today, we might think of, well, the New Age movement, and worse, all of this crazy idea of being inclusive. And didn't Father Chicada just warn us in July against becoming one more color in the modernists' rainbow of liturgy and doctrine in that one world church? Yes, it seems the bad guys pretty much have stolen God's rainbow and made it their own. And yet, God sent the rainbow first, remember, after the flood, when Noah offered up the sacrifice in order to show that God's anger was now at an end. Well, God sends us, dear children, a rainbow every year on this 1st of November. Well, it's probably too dry today to see an actual rainbow, although the church is full of prisms of light, this beautiful sunny morning coming from the sun, from the east. And each one of those prisms of light, if you use your imagination, you could almost see all of the colors, of the rainbow represented. Today we honor all of the saints. And each one of the saints has something of the hue, something of the color, something of the shade of the immense, unimaginable, unbearable beauty of God. You can't stare at the sun without damaging your eye. You can't even look towards the sun for too long without doing some damage. Some people are even affected by bright light, which brings on a kind of a headache called an ocular migraine. Now, it's a little bit the same way, I think, when it comes to contemplating, to understanding, to starting to imitate all of the virtues, the bright, burning white light of holiness of the Sacred Heart of our Lord. You couldn't stare too long at his light without automatically lowering his eyes. It's just too bright. It's almost so bright that it's painful. And we want to reach for our sunglasses and put them on right away because we couldn't just take all of that in. What is the holiness of God made man? But you could do this. You could take one sunbeam this morning, children, that's filling the church. You could just take one white ray of sunshine and see it refracted into a prism. And all of a sudden, remember, you have all of those colors of the rainbow. They are distinct and they are delightful in their order, showing the order of God's creation. A rainbow, when we see it, makes us want just to stay there. And it's hard to look away and to go back to driving or talking or doing the things we were doing a moment before. Because a rainbow stands for the ray of charity that comes right out of our Lord's sacred heart. One burning, bright flame. And when that flame goes into the heart of a saint, it's as though our Lord's heart is a sun. That's how St. Margaret Mary often saw it. Our Lord's heart is a sun, and it causes all of these shades and colors and variations of holiness to be seen in the saints. And we could look at a saint all day long, and he never distracts us. He always delights us. It's never too much. But always we think to ourselves, I could be a little bit like that saint. We could almost ask ourselves, almost every day of the year, today's saint, how could I be a little bit more like him, like her, like this wonderful person who's caught some of the light of the sun of the Sacred Heart, of that wonderful rainbow, which is all of the saints throughout the year, both known and unknown. What would it be, do you think? What would it be for you? Which part of the sunbeam, children, which color in that rainbow would be yours? Would it be the wonderful charity, the willingness to do everything for other people without expecting to be thanked or praised? And making great sacrifices to do so? Would it be a kind of a sweet gentleness, never losing your temper and being always very calm and kind? Would it be a firm, uncompromising holding to the faith, even under pressure from outside or inside? Would it be some hidden acts of penance that only God knows about? Would it be a steely perseverance, even unto the end, regardless of how you feel, you will do what is right? Will it be silence when you are criticized, spoken ill of, or taunted? These are just some of the colors in the rainbow of the saints. The church today, as she does almost every day, paints us their picture. How beautiful are the saints! How attractive in their colors. Children, it is the saints in all of their different personalities who have all of this wonderful color and difference and you could call it kind of a vitality. It is sinners who are monotonous. It is sinners who are gray and dark and dull. Because when we give way to sin, we lose what is special in us. The special graces, the differences that come right from our Lord's heart to our own. And we become just like anybody else. Children, there's nothing so boring as a life of sin. There is nothing so unoriginal, dull and colorless as offending Almighty God. It's been done before, and an awful lot of people are doing it right now. And there is nothing so easy as joining the crowd and being one of that great crowd, not of saints, but of sinners. When you see the great crowd of the saints in today's Mass, you see all of these wonderful rainbows and all of these colors. And each one is different. And yet each one comes from the Son, which is the Sacred Heart. When you see sinners, it's hard to tell the difference. They all look pretty much the same, because they are. There is nothing so boring as being a sinner. And there's nothing so different and so alive and so you as being a saint. And think of it, what this means, that one day that one special color in the rainbow, that one special ray of light in the prism will join with all of the others and will go back to where it came from. Our Lord, from His Sacred Heart. The saints are the crown of Jesus. We are His halo. We are meant to be when we are in the state of sanctifying grace and for all eternity. Today, look up and see all of these rays of sun, children. They contain all of the colors of God's glory. One of them is meant to be yours. Take it now. It's a gift from the Sacred Heart. Follow it back to its source. Be our Lord's crown of glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.